Advanced Listening Test 5, Part 1, Tape Script 33, HSBC.
HSBC is set for another record 6 months as Latin America and Asia boosts its profit. The big bank reporting season gets underway here in the UK over the next few days. It starts with HSBC, one of the world's biggest banks, which is widely expected to kickstart the season with record first half earnings of around $11.5 billion. Nigel Cassidy reports on its success.
There's not too many places where people trade in the world where you won't find a branch of HSBC. It may remain Britain's biggest bank, but it's also the most geographically diverse, dubbing itself the world's local bank with 9,500 offices in 76 countries. Last year, over a third of HSBC's earnings came from lending to individuals and companies, plus investment banking in its original heartlands of Hong Kong and across Asia. The bank earned almost as much in the UK and across Europe. And thanks to acquisitions in the US, it also brought in another similar slice of profits from North America. And Latin America made up the rest of its earnings. But these figures belie how HSBC now stands tall in Central America. In particular, very recently, it's bought Grupo Banismo, the largest player in the region. This gives it over 200 new branches in places where many people don't have bank accounts, but where analysts say growth is much faster than in established Western markets.
The economy's been doing very well on the back of strong commodity prices and other factors. And so they see strong potential to increase bank accounts and lending products and so on, just as they've done in Brazil and Mexico. Like most banks, its main exposure is in credit risk. And the one area that we would particularly point to is the US consumer finance market, where they expanded quite significantly after buying Household in 2003. I think other areas of potential risk are their presence in emerging markets, which have performed very well recently, but we would expect them to be more volatile over the medium term.
HSBC has come full circle. It moved its headquarters to London, yet most of the growth seems to come from where it started in Asia. The hope is that there'll be enough of this growth to offset any more setback with its US consumer business and higher costs in investment banking.